Well, now listen to God. He's speaking now to his own children. Verse 7, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Now, the Word of God has a great deal to say, and when we were in the prophets, I called attention to it. God has a great deal to say about the fact that when Christ comes and sets up his kingdom, the poor are going to get a good deal, and a right deal, an honest deal, for the first time in the history of the world. And that is the thing that all of the prophets mentioned, by the way, and the thing that they emphasized. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. And that's in Isaiah 11:4. And believe me, the poor haven't had a good deal yet. And if you think changing a party is going to somehow or another give the poor a good deal, and I don't mean to be a pessimist, but friends, you're just not going to look to mankind. That is, men that are grasping for power and money. I know what they say, but they're not going to take care of them. Our only hope is in Jesus Christ. And if there's any group of people that ought to be interested in the Lord Jesus Christ, it ought to be the poor people of this world, because he's going to give them the right kind of a deal when he establishes his kingdom here upon the earth. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. This is a tremendous statement you see here. The coming of Christ will correct the wrongs of the world. And we could multiply these scriptures again and again, all of the prophets. And even when he came, he made it clear that the poor under his reign, read the Sermon on the Mount, and that will be the law of the kingdom, and you'll find out that he intends to give the poor a square deal. Read Matthew 6:19-24. I'll not take time to turn there at all. He says, now, behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. And we'll be talking about that when we get back to the book of Joel, by the way. And that's where we go next time. When we finish James today, next time we go back to the little prophecy of Joel. And he has something to say about the early and latter rain. I'll talk about it there. In other words, the farmer, when he plants his grain, doesn't go out the next morning to see if it's time to harvest it. Be patient. The harvest is coming. And I would like to say this very carefully. We hear a great deal today that what we do when we go out in evangelism and give out the Word of God, that we're harvesting. Now, I disagree with that figure of speech. The Lord Jesus was at the end of the age when he said, and he was sending out, you remember, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That was not worldwide. He says, the harvest is great, the laborers are few. They were at the end of the age of law. And every age that's ended is ended in judgment. This age will end in a judgment from God. That will be the harvest. You remember in the 13th chapter of Matthew, he said that he'll send his angels, and they'll do the gathering in for the harvest. He is the one that separates the tares and the wheat. You see, now what are we doing? Well, he's also a sower, and today he's sowing seed. And I consider that my business. I'm on radio, and I can't ask you to put up your hand, and I don't see any value putting your hand on a radio either. There's nothing in the world I can do but just sit right here, friends, and attempt to teach the Word of God. I'm just sowing seed, and some falls on good ground. Hallelujah for that. Maybe not too much of it. But it falls on good ground. Our business is sowing seed.